Hello, Lakers. It is us, the Pure Eds, for our last welcome back to our podcast. We are hoping that you're preparing for a restful summer while also staying strong for the end of the semester. It can definitely be tough when the weather is sometimes getting warmer. It depends. But definitely looking forward to new adventures during the summer. So we are just going to go around and introduce ourselves for the last time and also a surprise for this last episode. So it is again just me, Bella, pronouns she, her, psychology major, graduating and going to graduate school for public health.
Yay!
Yay! Yay!
My name's Emily, and I'm a senior at GVSU. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm also graduating on the same day as Bella.
Yes.
Yay! And I'm taking a gap year, and then I'm going to try to apply to some psych programs.
Yay. Hello, Lakers. It is me again, Katie, pronouns she, hers. And I'm also a psych major entering my senior year of college, and I will be back here next year with you guys. I'm very excited to continue this journey with you all.
Hi everyone, it's Keegan again. I am a senior psychology major. I will not be graduating in a couple weeks, but I will be graduating in December, so you might still catch me on campus.
Yay.
But we have a little bit of a surprise today for everybody because we are welcoming our new peer eds. So our first one, she was unable to make it today, but we still want to give her a little bit of a shout out. We have one of our new peer eds is Emma. She is a social work major, and we are super excited to see what she's going to add to the group.
Yeah. I'm Lexi. I am a sophomore here at Grand Valley. I'm a psychology major and a sociology minor. I'm super excited to be a part of the team.
Hi guys, my name is also Katie,
Yeah.
but I am a freshman. She, her. I'm a biomedical science major, and I'm excited to be here with you guys.
You
Yeah.
can never have too many
Katies
Katies on
Yeah.
the team. All right, so as we are wrapping up this semester, I'm sure we are all getting ready for final exams, studying, finishing up all those last assignments. But rather than stress about that, I thought it would be a great idea to talk about all of our summer plans, think about something more warm, even though it's kind of cold right now, which I mean, last week I was in tank top and shorts. I don't know about you guys, but now I'm like shivering
I
as I'm
can feel
walking
my
outside.
fingers at the bus
Yeah,
stop.
literally.
Yeah.
It's like I woke up on Monday and there's snow on the ground. What is this? Like, I was literally outside. But for me, I am very excited. In a couple weeks, I will be studying abroad in Sevilla, going to Spain. I am so excited. Just traveling with a bunch of people from Grand Valley, taking classes. I'm also taking a side trip to Italy while I'm there. I honestly just plan on traveling, hiking, doing as much as I can in the short amount of time I'm there. When I return, just working as much as I can because I'm sure I will spend a lot of money. And yeah, that is my summer plans, and I am just so excited to get to Spain.
Yeah, I already told Katie that I'd be watching her Snapchat stories, just
Yes.
living through
Oh,
her.
yeah. Oh, yes.
I'm gonna be
Be
so excited.
prepared. I will
I'm
be
so
lost in
excited.
Europe.
Well, my summer plans aren't as exciting as that, but I'm gonna be working probably two jobs, working at a restaurant formerly known as Olga's.
Yes.
Some of our members love Olga's.
I do.
And then I'm also working as a camp counselor, so just making some money.
Ooh, I
Yes.
went to camp counselor. Have you ever done camp?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Is it like overnight or
No,
day
no, no.
camp?
No. I need a break. I need to go home at the end of the day,
Yeah.
but I'm still very excited to go back.
Well, pretty exciting in that same vein of going back and returning. I am super excited to be, well, sad to be concluding my time at Grand Valley, but excited for the future. I'll be going back home to Chicago, living with my folks and picking between two grad schools. I'm not sure which yet. I won't disclose them, but I'm getting excited to be back in the city, public transport, just be in my routines again. It makes me happy.
Yay.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't have very much like set plans for the summer, but I do know I'm going to continue my job. I work at Pine Rest, and I'm just going to try to spend some time with friends. Also, look into graduate schools because I'm applying in the fall. So I actually need to make a decision of where I want to apply to.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I probably will go camping a few times too.
Oh, I miss camping.
Where do you go camping?
We go to Rifle River. Ooh. It's kind of like up on the east side. We've been, I don't know, a lot of state parks around Michigan too.
Like Ludington.
Yeah, we go to there. We've been to Silver Lake, which is over on this side. Yeah. All different types.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's really fun.
What are New Pier Ed's plans for the summer?
I will be working not one, not two, but three jobs.
Ooh, oh,
one at Pine Rest, one at an ice cream shop, which is just paid fun, and then at the University of Michigan Hospital with my mom. So very excited for that.
That's so fun. I also will be working three jobs.
Oh, wow.
I'll be serving at two different restaurants, and then I'm hoping to start working at Hope Network some type of site capacity, but lots of camping, hopefully between working and hanging out with my dog.
Oh, I felt that. I love my dog.
So yeah. Yes, I
listen. Well, it definitely sounds like we have some exciting plans, but they can also get really stressful. Three jobs. Wow. I am still doing unpaid internship, which we don't know if that's going to go. In the spirit of all that, we're balancing our fun with our work. What are some summer routines that we can try and stick to and keep ourselves grounded through the changing seasons? I know mine is going to be, I need to get back on walking. It always just made me feel better. Some of my alone time where I can listen to a podcast or just listen to nothing and clear my head for a little bit.
Yeah. I definitely need to spend time outside. Mm-hmm. I feel like especially this last couple of weeks, I've been in my house, not going out anywhere, dealing with finals and all the assignments. So I need to really make an effort to go outside, maybe get off my phone, mm-hmm. things like mm-hmm. that.
I agree with that. Unplugging. This is going to be the first summer, well, the month of July, where I don't have a summer class,
which I think will be really refreshing since COVID. And I really want to get back into like reading just like for leisure. I did that a lot last summer, but I kind of have fallen out of it in the past couple months. And it kind of helps me like take my mind off things, just like de-stress sitting outside in a chair in the sun, just reading and like forgetting about things. I really want to get back into that. Helps me unplug from social media, everything that's going on online and in the world. And I have a huge list of books that I want to read, and I really want to get into that. So that is my plan to kind of take care of myself and get into a routine for the summer.
I like that. I want to read some more books too. I like your walking too, Bella, because I really love to walk. So I want to get back into walking. And then, as we know, I'm an avid dance class.
Walking and audiobooks.
Oh, I love audiobooks.
That's yeah, that's good. But yeah, I'm hoping to maybe continue taking, you know, some of those Zumba classes this summer.
Yeah.
GB in the summer.
They have them for like the first like 6 weeks after the semester. But like, I think they have them at home too.
I'm gonna
try to join you.
Wait, are you here in the summer?
No.
Oh. Well, I'll do it myself. I'll do it myself at GBSU.
Okay,
we'll talk about it.
Yeah, send me videos.
Okay.
So I want to do that. And then I also just want to make sure I have like that work-life balance with like, as you guys talked about, like with the multiple jobs, like you got to make sure you also make time for friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, and the sunshine.
I agree. Also, like seeing people that you don't normally get to see, mm-hmm. like during the school year, like I realize how much I miss people. Like I see so many people in the summer all the time. And then like throughout the school year, I'm like, wait, like, I haven't talked to you in like 6 months and I saw you all summer. Like, how are you? So making sure to reconnect with those relationships and people that you might not have seen is also important to me and like to everyone, I think, to especially like with your family who you might not see as often if you are going home. But yeah.
Our new peer eds, do you have a peer ed pick for the week, your summer routine?
Yeah, actually. I really want to get back into the gym. I used to go to the gym a lot, but I've been so stressed out the past few months that's what I put off. And that shouldn't be what I put off, because working out is really good for my mental health, and that was the wrong thing to put off. So.
It happens, because remember, Key and I used to see each other at the gym. We'd be like, hey. And then it was like, oh, it's been a long time.
This will be my.
Independent. Fun, yeah, independent on your own.
Yeah.
Yes. I really like the audiobook walking idea because I walk my dog for free. So it'd be nice to listen to something while doing it.
Getting back to what you said about working out, I miss working out so much. Like, I keep thinking, like, we all just need to get in a workout class together, honestly.
It'd be so fun.
Yeah.
You could do Zumba to the audiobook.
Oh, we're just there. You can't see anything, but just imagine.
Yes.
I did just finish a Pilates class, a Fit 100 class, and I could get registered to be a Pilates instructor. So
Pure Ed Pilates.
Pilates instructor next
year. I will be back. I love how everything comes full circle.
All right. Well, with that and getting back to the rest of our podcast, I think it is time that we get back to studying and focusing back on finals, graduation, summer plans, and getting back into what we should probably be focusing on, which is finishing off the semester strong. I know. I am so glad that we got to introduce all of our new peer eds to you guys, and I'm so excited to get to work with them next year. But with that, I also want to thank all of the peer as I got to work with this year. You guys were wonderful. I learned so much from you guys, and it was honestly truly great working with you, getting to know you, and have you guys to have my back when things were always easy. So shout out to you guys. You guys were great. I hope you all have a great rest of your semester and have a good summer. Bye, guys.
Bye.